Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Friday evening, August 2nd, 2013. Tonight is paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. So you're welcome to phone in if you'd like. If you have any stories or questions for Ron regarding something paranormal that may have happened in your life. And also, before we get started with any questions or healings, everyone can bring up a picture of the light being from Creation Lightship, which can be found either on the BBS website, just scroll down and click on it and enlarge it, or go to creationlightship.com, and there's a picture of the light being on the opening page. Open that up, and then Ron will come on in a moment and activate the light being for all of us for the time we're on the show with peace energy. And now I'll welcome Ron to the air. Hello, Ron.
Yep, hi. So let's activate the light being, everybody. Here we go. Feel your room change and you change. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. So let's see what we can do tonight for different types of healings and anything to come in, Ann, from CLS questions or anything.
We do have several things on CLS questions, and I want to remind everyone that in addition to the fast chat, if you would like to ask any questions, I have clsquestions@yahoo.com open now. There are a few things in there, and you're welcome to send in any other questions or things you might want to say. And we just want to remind everyone, and I know this is going up in the fast chat now as we speak, but the dates for the monthly calls have been posted for August. And the first one, the four-hour Saturday call, is on the 10th, and that is from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then the Sunday calls that are 8 hours long are August 11th, 18th, and 25th. And on each of those, you are brought right to Creation Lightship for your healings, and they're just wonderful. So you can read more about that on the website. And if you have any questions about that, at any time, of course, you can ask questions about that while we're on the air or whatever, and you're also welcome to call in tonight. Okay, Ron, we had a plan tonight to discuss some things that bother people, but I thought before we get into the questions, it's very basic, two things that are very basic that really can mess your with your life, and actually probably do mess with your life. And there are two things that you clear on your weekday calls, and that is courting from other people and also entities that might come into us or attack us. And I was wondering if we could start with you perhaps discussing courting and what we can do about it.
Okay, yeah. Energetic courting is probably the main thing that we have on this planet here that affects everybody, whether it's something coming, say, into you like an entity courting you, or, you know, it just could be people thinking of you any way that they wish to think, good, bad, you know, indifferent. Once they connect to you energetically, then, unfortunately, you have those energies coming to you, and they take away your life force. So that's kind of the sad thing. So courting's here on this planet is what the aliens do. They also court you and bring you into timelines. So there's nothing that's good about courtings. So this planet is if you wanted to know about courtings ever, this planet would be a good example of what they are. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And is there a way you can know if that's, you know, perhaps something that's affecting you? Like if you're just going through your day and this, and you all of a sudden, you know, feel a little off and you don't know why, it doesn't seem like you, or it's probably courting, right?
Yeah, so
like, for instance, if someone's courting you who's depressed, you might feel depressed, right?
That is correct, uh-huh.
And I want to tell everyone that on, let me just check. Oh, I think we may have a caller, and I'll finish that up later. Is someone on the line with us?
Yes.
Hello, go ahead, please.
Hi, I just have a question. It's on a couple of things.
A little hard to hear on my end here.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We couldn't quite hear you. There was some interference on the line, but please go ahead again.
Basically, as I said, I had two questions. One was actually with two healings I purchased. Mainly, I was just asking because I couldn't get through via email for a couple of weeks. And I was emailing about a login issue with the alien attack page. For some reason, it won't go through, and I just renewed a second month, and the passcode wouldn't work. And I just wanted to bring that up because nobody was getting back to me, and I didn't know if my emails were going to spam or something. So I just wanted to let you know about that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that happened. Can you send another email to, which normally you don't want to do this, but in this instance, would you send another email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll follow up on that for you?
That'll be great. And my next question was I was also the person emailing a lot about the twin flame healing. I was wanting to get a quote for that so I could set that up. I didn't know if it was still being done, but I think it was answered in the last show.
Okay. Right. And you are still doing the twin flame healings, correct, Ron?
Yes, I am. That is correct.
Okay. Right, and that's something that's done with you over the phone, in person, right?
Yes, over the telephone, uh-huh.
Well, in person, is maybe not the right way to say that, but it's not on the website, in other words.
Yes, that is
correct. Got a question for you. So I just sent it to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Yes, which, just to remind everyone, I'm saying because you had a problem. That is not the best way, actually, to reach Ron. The clsquestions@yahoo.com is really for the co-hosts and the radio shows. So really you want to send your emails for Ron to creationlightship@yahoo.com. But in this case, just send it to me, and I'll make sure that, someone gets back to you with the code you need.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, sorry for bringing it up here. I was trying to call some people call the number on your website, but nobody would answer and give me an email. So I guess I'll just ask right now.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm glad you called and sorry that you were having difficulty getting through.
Hey, no problem. Hey, okay. Thanks for answering my question. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. I just want to finish up with our discussion about courting to let everyone know that there is, in addition to the courting live call Ron does every week, there is an energetic people courting release that you can find. I just typed in courting on the website. An energetic people courting release is one of the choices on there. And the courting removal call is every Tuesday for about an hour. Often Ron is generous with his time and even gives us a little more time. But Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is the courting removal special. Do you want to talk a little bit about what happens during that call, Ron?
Yeah, normally on the calls we select a given body location, a body organ, and we start releasing energetic cords that people have attached to you in that location. I'll just do a sample right now for people. And let's do one for people's hearts. So this could cause you heartache, everything else that could be dealing with heart energies. So we'll just do a heart release. So here we go. And normally it's a negative situation. So you may start to feel better. So one, releasing energetic cords from your heart. One, two, three. These are the major ones. There may be a couple of them that are attached. You could have a couple hundred, but we'll do two of them. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that one's released. Doing one more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, just see how you're feeling now. And you may actually feel a little bit lighter. Maybe your chest feels a little bit lighter, too. So, back to you. And that's what we do on the calls for an hour or so. It depends. If the calls are an hour long, unless I have extra time, then they can go sometimes even double that, a couple hours. But it'll be an hour call, typically, what we do. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, I still wanted to also have a little discussion about entities, but I thought that perhaps I'll skip over into some of the things that did come in on clsquestions@yahoo.com. And let me just go back to the first one I wanted to read. Okay. This is actually could be very timely. Because this may be also a cording issue, I'm not sure. I don't want to read all the details in this email, but someone is experiencing extreme grief from finding out that a friend of hers is deceased. And I was wondering if you could, they're doing emotional clearings, and they're running that for a lot, but it still doesn't feel like they're getting rid of it completely. So could that person who's deceased be courting this listener, or what do you think is going on there, Ron?
Well, if you should probably do, if you haven't done this, you should do the deceased loved one's emotional clearing. That way the emotional body is released. I haven't seen anybody over the years have any other energetic bodies connect to them. I imagine it could be a possibility, but the emotional one is the main one that sticks around here with all the energy. And that will body hop between family members and friends, et cetera. So very possibly, I would say that body is coming into you. Also, you may just do a grief clearing of maybe, for yourself. To get rid of the energies, too. Because I think grief might be what it could be, more than an emotional one. So, or even sadness, or loss of a loved one, something like that. But typically, you should probably, if the energy is taken away from you from that person, you have to look at it. Is it your thoughts doing this to you? Is it the mind energy? Maybe you're going through a mind-looping process as you keep thinking of the person. So you have to decide or figure out if it's that entity from that person coming into your body. Do you get visual pictures of them? If you get visual pictures and, the script is played on about your lifetime, about what you did with them, that's probably them coming to you. That's the emotional body. If you just feel sad because of a loss, then it could be something else. So you have to kind of decide and look at what it may be. If anybody else has any suggestions in the fast chat, you might put that in there. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Maybe we could, help all of us, help this person a little by doing a sample. Could we do maybe a sample of an clearing one entity away from everyone listening? Would that work?
Well, the emotional body, it probably would not work, no, because the emotional body and it needs to be released. I guess it could be possible, maybe not too likely, but it could be possible that the entities from that person that liked you when they were inhabiting the body are connected to you. That could be something, and they'll have their own particular agenda. So you could have their entities attached to you. So I'll do an entity clearing. I need you all to think of a situation or a person, and we'll release that entity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, and we'll see how that helped the people out there.
Okay. Yes, that felt really good. And then I was wondering, since a few things have come up that are emotional tonight, could we have a sample of the emotional clearing, which, just to remind anyone or tell people who might be new listeners tonight, it is, Ron considers this the first clearing we should do, all of us, when we start doing the creation lightship healings, and it, for most of us, it's the most important one. So perhaps if everyone wants to think of one emotional issue they're wrestling with, then Ron could do a sample healing for us for that.
Yeah, you must think of something, though. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's a little heavy, so we'll do another one here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. Now, I want to just go back, because we were talking about entities, and in addition to the emotional body, in my opinion, certainly, being a very important clearing for everyone to do, I think the entity clearing is very important, because they're just all over the place, right, Ron? And also, every Friday, so in addition, what I wanted to say is, in addition to the whole life healing that you can purchase on the website, every Friday, which just ended shortly before this show started, Ron does the entity removal call that lasts for an hour. So that's Friday afternoon at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So can you just talk about those, the two ways that we could get healings, Ron, and how important that is for us to do?
Yeah, what we do as far as the conference calls, we have entities and courting and replicas, alien replicas of us that come into us. That call is on Thursday if you're interested. And they give us our situations, typically our condition, physical stuff that's happening to us. So if you have a toothache, you're probably out there on timelines having a toothache. Maybe it could be, 500 timelines. So we release some of those here to make you feel better. And that's kind of the problem that we deal with, is we're not in control typically of everything that we wish we were in control of. And that's the problem with Earth here. And then we have, other calls that we have, the weekend calls coming up, which is getting rid of the alien critters that are inside of our body. But the main thing is, to, if you are having trouble, situations, and get on the alien attack page, that one can more than likely help you out. There's 10 different options in there. If you're feeling you have a problem with self-empowerment, don't know where to begin, where to start, have a self-empowerment clearing. I think that lasts for about 6 weeks. The reason why it's so long on time is because there's a lot of issues there. There's 38 issues plus an entry box in case we didn't happen to hit that issue. And that can help you get out of your own way. Also, we have clearings for ley lines. If you feel stuck, you can't move out of your present location where you are. You know, you're a homebody, you can't leave. You feel like, you know, the next town is, you know, even though it may be, you know, 10 miles away, it feels like it's a couple thousand and you just can't go there to get a job. Or you don't like the people there or it doesn't feel right to you. That's because you're probably stuck on a ley line. So that's kind of what you may want to do is do some of those clearings to help yourself out. Plus, the psychic billboard is very good. And if you have situations occurring in your life, then we have the problematic situation type clearing. It's a barcode. And that one, people love that because it helps them out a lot. So I guess back to you. And if you want to add something in there.
Yes, Ron, thank you so much. And it's interesting. I did want to also bring up the ley lines. I always enjoy when you talk about that and do the releases for us. And we have an email about that. I needed, dear Ron, I needed my renters to hurry up and move out of my house. And they seem to be having all sorts of problems getting movers, et cetera. I did the space clearing again for that area, and in about 2 days, everything worked out for them and straightened out. Now, do you think that was the space clearing, which I love talking about because it's helped me so much, but do you think that was the ley line releasing, Ron, for those people?
It's possible. It's just probably bringing in a lot of energy to help them maybe get motivated or to clear their way because the space was probably maybe clogged up by those people. You know, the energy there of them maybe trying to get out or not maybe wanting to leave or something. So, yeah, very, very good.
I know I personally have had fabulous results with the space clearing. First clearing, you know, different places I've lived in and stuff like that. Now, it's interesting, one of the things I've noticed on the space clearing about ley lines is that you have an option to do on-planet ley line clearing or off-planet. Which is it more likely we're being affected by? Is something coming from underneath us, from the planet Earth, that's controlling us through ley lines, or is it coming from outside of the planet?
Normally, ley lines are from the planet, but remember, how do they get put in place? So it actually could be both, but I normally talk about the ley lines as being related to the planet. But it could be, you know, external and coming from the beyond, or being transmitted here through satellites. And there are people who do and have great luck, you know, with the free clearings, the satellite, and then the head connector clearing. So both of those can help out. We're kind of going slightly sideways here, but that could also be affecting you.
Right.
So you may want to check into that also.
Well, you did say, Ron, and I think I've brought it up a couple of times, that even if you've done the free healings, it's a good idea to go back in there and update them every once in a while, especially the two you just mentioned, the alien head connector and the satellite, right?
I have people who do those daily.
Really? Daily? Wow.
I have
not been doing that. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep, and they do feel the difference.
Wow.
Remember, just by doing one or two clearings and you feel better doesn't mean that they're not ever going to attack you again. So you need to understand that they're always typically on you. Unfortunately, that's the way they work, and stuff happens. So remember, the aliens, in a sense, are holding you captive here, and they want to keep doing things to you to take away your energy. So if you kind of realize that, understand if then you know that, yeah, I better do some clearings to help myself out, otherwise it'd be like all the other people here. man, you don't want to do that, you know. But once you realize that these unwanted universal travelers are out there causing you problems, then you realize that, yeah, I better do some clearing to help myself out. And we got a lot of the free ones. People love the gray sky clearing, too. But the whole thing is, you know, how much do you choose and really kind of, in a sense, want to help your body out? Most people don't have a clue, don't understand, you know, what's going on. And, you know, that's still okay that they don't get it. But, you know, you're in the opportunity to understand what's happening. And once you finally realize what's going on, then, you know, the website has a lot of clearings to help you out. That's the whole process, is to get these things off of you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. Is it possible, just staying on the subject of the ley lines for a bit, is it possible for you to do a sample for us of a ley line, like clear one thing for each person listening?
That would be hard to do because you wouldn't be able to know where it is. So I don't think that would I can't see that working. If you knew you had one and knew where it was, then I could clear it. But, you know, it could be 10 feet away or it could be a couple hundred. And I don't want to waste my energy that way.
Right, right. And so when we do them on the website, on the healings, then the light beings come to us and they figure out where they are. Is that what happens? Which ones are affecting us?
I would say pretty much so, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Interesting. Okay. Terrific, Ron. Thank you so much. And
what I will say is, see, everything works with cause and effect. But you're in mind energy here. And the mind energy is cause and effect relationship. And so they would find the cause and effect of maybe why you're having situations or problems where you are not. Because where you are living or where you are physically, you're emitting light around you. And the ley lines that are not connected to you will not have light. So what you have is your little self-contained, typically where your light is. And that could be, you know, any space. So at that point, the light beings would more than likely see where the energy has stopped. That's kind of what I'm trying to indicate here. So.
Got it. Okay, we have, not really changing the subject, but we have two lovely testimonials came in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And again, I have that open right now, so if anyone has any questions for Ron or stories they'd like to tell, just send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can call in tonight, too. So here's the first testimonial, Ron. Thank you for the free alien to light clearing that just ended. I was amazed at how many people I used it for and how many needed it. So she used it, ended up using it for almost every person in her life and found that all of them had alien energy, some 30% and up to 90% alien energy. So that's, so she wants to say thank you for that.
Right.
And then, yeah, and yes, thank you from all of us, Ron, for that. That's so generous of you to give us a free healing like that, and you've given us so many free ones. Okay, and then she has a question. Did this clearing take out all the alien energies, like orbs, shapeshifters, ET parasites, et cetera, of the people she ran the healing for?
Yeah, the word all, I would say, I don't always connect with the word all, because we're dealing with alien stuff. So all I would say no. How many? I just don't know. Whatever, you know, happened. It's very hard to validate or invalidate, either way, what's happening. As you start feeling better and you see people change and you know that something was connected or attached, and by having these things released, you know, you start feeling better. Sometimes you might be feeling good, much better, and then you do another clearing and you feel greater, you know. So that's the whole thing is, you know, working on yourself is how much more energy you can bring to you, because your energy is being stolen. So you're doing a kind of like an energy retrieval, spirit retrieval in a sense, from everything that has connected to you when you do the clearing. So the clearing takes away, removes energies that are connected to you, and it also brings back your spirit energy, which got typically kicked out of your body and or possibly stolen. So it all depends how much darkness, the part of you that got stolen, can be retrieved. It may not be retrieved, but we'll say that it has been, so people don't freak out too much. But, you know, once you get taken away because of not knowing how to live here and not knowing what's going on, then once you get taken away, it's hard to find you again. So that's how we do the special calls, the eight-hour calls on Sundays, you know, three of those, you know, each month, 24 hours of healing on the phone, plus you're on the light ship for the whole month as they're looking for bits and pieces of you and making you more into wholeness. And that's why we do that. So what you don't know will kill you. That's a fact. And what you do know can help you to self-empower yourself to release more things from you. And unfortunately, you know, people say, why am I here? How come I'm stuck here? Well, that's kind of the fact of life here. This is the way the aliens want you to be. You're stuck here, and that's the way it is. So, like in the song Hotel California, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So once you understand that and realize that things are happening here beyond your own control and that you really kind of disempowered, and but your self-empowerment is to do the clearings to get you to have more peace. The source energy is peace. So whatever you have left can become peaceful. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And you made me think of the New Earth Transport. Can you explain to people what that is and why it's important to keep up with that?
Yeah, what happens is as you have clearings, the clearings help you, but the transport clearing allows the light ship to know that you're here. And that's the way it works. So you're actually taking the parts of you that you have saved to bring back to yourself, and those are collected into another Earth like this one, just to make it very, very simple. It's not another Earth that you're going to be going to. It's only like a safe deposit box for you. And so the parts of you are being collected also by located there and here at the same time. So when ascension time does come, the dark side just can't steal all of you like they did, you know, all the other times that you have been here. That's why you're still here, because the dark side has taken you sideways to another universe, whether it was because you wanted to do that or because you were taught the wrong teachings or believed something or did something, you know, a certain, you know, spiritual practice or whatever the condition was, they stole you. And this way you cannot be stolen. And that's why we put that up. So that's the main reason, is that this time they will know that you're here. Remember, the light only looks for light. Even if you did clearings, all the clearings will stay on the website. You feel wonderful if you had no place to hold those clearings, because otherwise your body holds it. Well, if they steal your body, then you're gone. So the new Earth transfer clearing is a way that you can keep yourself, you know, so the light will actually hit, know where you are, and they can take you away at ascension time. Otherwise, the dark would just steal a whole part of you like it's always done, you know, do what they do to you with that light energy. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And our lovely moderator of the past chat is putting all that information on the site for people. It is free to transfer all of your clearings to the New Earth Transport. So thank you so much for that, Ron. Okay, we have another very nice testimonial. Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for the changing the money energy. I received a gift in the mail yesterday. I ran the money neutralizer and the money came. Thanks so much again, Ron. So that's nice to hear.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah.
I've been having a lot of positive results as well from that, Ron, and I'm sure that a lot of people have. And as always, we love to hear your testimonials, and we do thank you so much, Ron, for doing that. And I was thinking, too, that the listener that wrote in about the free alien to light clearing, who did it for so many other people, we would love to hear if she noticed any changes in those people. It could only have been positive, but and anyone else as well who did those, if you felt anything specifically for you or noticed something if you did it on someone else, that would be interesting for us to hear about.
And
okay.
Also remember, yeah, as you do it for other people, those energies could be courting you. And so as you work with other people, the courting energies from them, the aliens courting you through them, you may have a lot of relief because you released the aliens from them and now you got them out of you. Another way of stating that, but you may have great results that way.
Right. Right. Okay. Now, I'm going back into CLS questions. Okay. I'm not sure if this may have already been done on another show, so let me go back. Okay, I just got shut out of that email for some reason. I'm so sorry. I was thinking, Ron, could you talk about how on your Sunday calls, because there's a couple of questions in here about physical healings. Now, for instance, I don't think you would want to do a sample of a physical healing too much on that. Well, you have done them, haven't you? You've done like a pain release and that kind of thing on the show. But can you talk about how thorough and different it is on the Sunday calls for the physical clearings?
Well, on the Sunday ones, we go through different alien critters that are inside of your body. So there's lots of those. And we start taking them out. I don't mention them much anymore because there's so many of them. And we just start doing clearing. So what I can do is take away one of the Black Widow energies here. So I'll rephrase that. Let's just say that you have 5,000 Black Widow energies living inside of you. Okay? And I'll take away one of those. And you'll probably feel the relief, but there could be more crawling inside of you. Remember, they can be energetic and be very large energetically, but even though your body's small, doesn't mean that they can't be with you. Okay? So they could be in every one of your cells, not even knowing it. So here we go. I take away one of the Black Widow energies. This is like we do on the call. So this would be one of the critters releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now we'll take out, kind of do a body check, see how your body's feeling. Now we'll take out the poison that it has given you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll take out the waste products of this one particular Black Widow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll take out one of its buddies, friends that died. This is one of the carcasses. Remember, they do live and die inside of you because, you know, that's where they're living. You're their host. So here we go. Get rid of one of the carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. So to see how your body's doing, you may have some twitches. Maybe when I release it, your body jerks. Maybe you're feeling a rush of energy. Maybe you're feeling hot. Maybe you're sweating. Maybe you have tingles. All this just is an indication that your body just went through a particular type of clearing, a healing, if you would, for this one Black Widow that was inside of you. Now, remember, that's why I don't use the word all. So, you know, we got rid of all of one of them, okay? And the there we go. Back to you, Anne. We'll see what kind of comments we get from that one Black Widow that was released from you.
Okay, Ron.
Male, but it was a Black Widow energy. Typically, it would be a female.
Thank you. Right. Okay, yeah. You know, unfortunately, I felt something release when you did that. That's no surprise, but thank you very much. We have someone just now sent in a very lovely testimonial email, but it's very long, so I don't, and I can't read the whole thing, and I don't have time to read it and kind of scan it, but it is basically a thank you to you, Ron, about the special healing. So I don't want to jump ahead. I'll keep watching the fast chat for comments, but you know, about the last healing. But if you could talk a little bit about the special healing, Ron, exactly what that's for.
The special healing is one that we put up mainly because I got tired of putting clearings on the website. You know, all the ones on there, I'd say 99% of them will say is what people have asked me about, a few I may have thought of myself, you know, to put on there. But the basically, you know, all the ones on there are from people's requests.
Right.
So the special one came about because I didn't want to put any more things on the website because it was already too lengthy. And to, for a newbie, they look at it, and they can get turned off very easily because there's so many clearings, thinking that, geez, I got all of these. Well, once you start working your way through a few of them, then you start feeling better. But to a newbie, they get overwhelmed, and they may just run away and never come back because they think that they're really messed up, which is the case. You are messed up. But so I just stopped doing it. So special clearing is designed for something that somebody has, situation, and you can, you know, this is physical. You do that one, and then from there you can do a seven generational version of that if you need to. So let's just say for some reason you had lupus, okay? Well, lupus is not on the website, okay? So you can go in there and type in lupus and do a clearing on it, and it can help you typically to bring more light into that area where the lupus is causing problems. I can't guarantee that it's going to cure your lupus. Remember, these are just energetic clearing, and but the energy is there, and this can help to maybe release maybe part of it, if not all of it. But, you know, I can't guarantee anything that it's going to fix you, but that's what it's for, is to make you feel better, and it should start to do some healing. Also, if you do have a situation that's, you know, a problem with you, then get in there and do that, the bundle clearing, the body jumpstart bundle. That's what we put it up for people who have a situation that, you know, they have troubles with. The special one is also like, all of a sudden, you know, if you broke your arm or something and you want to get some healing and you don't know what to do, that one's on there for that. So that's just something that kind of more like a situation that just occurred in your life, and you want to, you know, work on it. That's what it's for, the physical energies. So back to you, Ann.
Great. We may have a caller. I thought I heard a beep. Is someone on the line with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ann. This is Raymond. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi,
Ron. I just have something paranormal to share.
Great.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know why I said great, but thank you.
I thought we'd have a good one.
Okay, pretty bizarre. I was listening to your show when you neutralized the money, and so I had a $20 bill that you neutralized on the show, and then you said to, you know, wear the money on you for 30 days, which I did, and after the 30 days, I said, you know, I want to go buy a lottery ticket, so I went to this store to buy a lottery ticket, filled out, I only wanted to buy a dollar lottery ticket. So I took the money that you neutralized and I handed it over to the cashier. And he was examining the money and he said to me, he can't accept this money. He said he didn't feel comfortable with it.
And, wow.
And he wouldn't give me my lottery ticket. And he asked me if I had other, you know, money. And I said, no, I just have this $20 bill. So I wound up, you know, getting my $20 back that you neutralized.
That is something.
So that's what I wanted to share. And then I went to my bank, and I went to the ATM machine to make to deposit that cash, and the ATM didn't have a problem taking the $20 bill. So I'm thinking, because one is an ATM machine, it doesn't have, you know, any emotional energy, but perhaps the man, you know, behind the counter with the lottery ticket, probably maybe his entities or whatever was in him was not accepting the money. I mean, what's your opinion about that, Ron?
Yeah, that's what I would say very possibly happened. Maybe his energy got stuck on your money. And then, you know, that's probably why it had a ATM problem. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So it probably didn't feel like money to him when he handed it to him. Then it probably was neutralized and he didn't feel the density. Like, the person is probably very psychic. He just didn't realize what he was dealing with. You actually gave him a virgin bill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, an uncirculated virgin bill. And he didn't know how to respond to it.
Okay. And then I just want to share something about timelines.
Okay.
I was doing a timeline crash, and I decided to put the word slavery and timeline crash being a slave.
Oh, God. And yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and so for 2 days I was having headaches. This was like a week ago. And then I had a realization that everyone should do a timeline crash for being a slave, because that would take everybody off the timelines, because when you're on timelines, you are a slave.
Yeah.
So I think it would be advantageous for everybody to do that timeline crash, and a lot of people, it would help a lot of people.
And definitely, that would. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, huh?
How many did you do? Would you say? Do you remember?
How many did I do?
How many timeline crashes?
Okay, this is what I did. I did the drop-down menu, which has 20 timelines.
Mm-hmm.
So for each timeline, I did 5 minutes, one by one.
Okay.
When I finished the 20th timeline, then I set the timer for 600 minutes, and I told the light beings to continuously timeline crash for 600 minutes. And then when that was done, I did the spirit infusion, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then I did it. And then after that, I did a space-time crash.
Perfect.
For the same issue.
Wonderful. And would you say the whole time you were feeling the headache, or just in the beginning, or the end, or when were you getting the headaches?
Well, I was also running other timeline crashes with that,
mm-hmm.
something also very heavy. So I was having headaches. It was usually like in the afternoon, and it was for 2 days. And then Ron mentioned to do the alien head connectors. And I did the alien head connectors and a satellite timeline crash, which I run every day, and it alleviated the headache. So thank you for that, Ron, for that suggestion.
Oh, great. That's good.
And I'm also doing a natal barcode removal. And in the natal barcode page, I noticed that you can type in, on part two, you can type in other words. You know,
that is the best. Yes, I do that all the time.
Okay, so what I did for that was I typed in the word slavery, and I put that in my natal barcode.
Good. And what about also just really the word slave, because that might have been a title that we could all have had in past lives.
Right.
Slave. That's a great idea. Thank
right.
you so much.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to share. I mean, I don't want to take up too much time. I also had a weird dream last night. but I don't want to go into that. So it's never it's a never-ending battle.
Right. If you can, you know, if you want, put your dream in like two or three lines, you know, and send it in, and we can bring that up next Friday.
Okay, we'll do.
You know, if you can kind of edit it down, and so it's not such a long story.
Yeah, this is just very exhausting. I slept half the day yesterday. I was so exhausted.
Wow.
What's going on timelines on that dream?
Yeah.
I do some timeline. In fact, I'll do one right now here. So here we go, everybody. And if you had a problem with the dream, and it's, you're thinking about it, recycled, et cetera, here we go. Releasing it. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Oh, man. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll just see how that is doing for everybody here. Okay.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks,
I was wondering, Ron, we're getting close to the end here, and I have another request, but could we have a sample of the pain release clearing for everyone, just in case anyone's suffering with any physical discomfort? It's so distracting.
Sure. So so you have to think of a pain that you're dealing with.
Or touch it, right, Ron? You could put your hand on
it. Touch it, or it could be a past pain. That, you know, maybe you had an operation and it was painful, and that was, you know, way back when, you know. So here we go. So one, two, three. This is just one of your pains. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh, boy, I'm feeling wrist energies. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So I guess our show is about over. I'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. And our next program is tomorrow, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll probably have our birthday party here. So. So think of what kind of dessert you may want to have. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. Let's command your spirit to drop your thoughts that you have into your heart. That way they're neutralized and they will be in peace, which puts you in peace. And do your thoughts keep you out of peace? So here we go. Dropping down and count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Ed. And we'll see you tomorrow on same station, same time on BBS. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, Ron.
Bye.